Excuse me, gentlemen. Thanks. My name is George Winter. I'm running for mayor of Mississauga. My website is georgewinter.ca. Thank you, gentlemen. As one of many candidates for mayor, let me tell you why I deserve your vote. I'm the only one with the combination of community and political experience, youth and vigor, and the proven ability to work as a member of a team. I have 36 years of community activism, from being a Peel School Board trustee, running for provincial parliament, forming residents' associations, chairing school councils, and coaching youth. I've worked with many citizens and politicians on issues like school busing, ending super mailboxes, extending door-to-door mail delivery, and building a local school. Most importantly, I believe that councillors and the mayor must work in an environment that encourages creativity and makes use of everyone's talents. Use the talents of your co-workers. Hazel McCallion wants a hand-picked council of her choosing. Malton cannot allow that to happen. That is why I believe that the absolute most important thing that you can do, and yes, more important even than voting for George Winter for mayor, is to re-elect Eve Adams as your councillor. Look at how quickly Eve recently came to the defense of Malton. Eve Adams is exactly the type of councillor that you want to represent you, intelligent, independent, and forward-thinking. You will notice that Mrs. McCallion attends many of these meetings. She was slated to come tonight, but she's not here. She comes because she has a message. She says, elect a council that can work with the mayor. That's code language, ladies and gentlemen. Just like Paul Fromm uses code language of reducing gridlock to hide his disgusting message of locking the doors to immigrants, so Hazel McCallion tells you to elect councillors who put Mississauga first. Didn't we hear that expression, putting Mississauga first, too many times at the inquiry? Mrs. McCallion wants you to vote against every councillor who cannot be controlled. Some of her chosen candidates have buttons that say, Mississauga, one city, one voice. Isn't that what we've had for 32 years? What's wrong with one city, many voices? You know, I never thought in my lifetime I would be quoting Donald Rumsfeld, but the situation in Mississauga fits. When speaking about Iraq, he said, as you know, you go to war with the army that you have. They're not the army that you might want or wish to have at a later time. So how does this quote fit Mississauga? We don't have any high-profile candidates opposing the status quo. We don't have John Tory moving to Mississauga. We don't have Barack Obama applying for Canadian citizenship to run for mayor. We have George Winter, someone who served his community for 36 years. But ladies and gentlemen, don't think that it's a bunch of nobodies running against Hazel McCallion. I'm not fooling myself. As a new mayor, I gladly use the experience and expertise of many of the councillors have. At the debate on Tuesday, I got Mrs. McCallion to agree that the position of deputy mayor is a good one. Why is it a good idea now, I asked her, and not 4 years ago, or 4 years before that, or before that? She's been the mayor, after all. That's how you build the next generation of leaders, by having committee chairs instead of rotating them monthly. Mrs. McCallion says that's the fair way. I say it's the way to keep people from getting experience in a higher profile. Please make that next leap. Instead of putting your ex beside Hazel McCallion, please vote to begin the next stage in Mississauga's history. Put an ex beside the last name on the ballot for mayor, George Winter. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Winter.